The day hockey fans have been expecting and dreading is here. Just after midnight Eastern Time, the National Hockey League locked out its players because of a long-simmering labor dispute. As a result of the work stoppage, training camps scheduled to open today will stay closed, and many believe this year's entire regular series may be in jeopardy. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's not as if the lockout crept up on anyone involved in professional hockey. For months, players and owners knew it would happen if the two sides couldn't agree on a new labor contract. Yesterday, mere hours before the midnight deadline when the old contract would expire, and with players and owners worlds apart, National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman announced that the bleak day, in his words, finally had arrived.
We are out of gas, and so given the choice of stopping things right now so that we can get it right, or continuing to play with a fatally flawed system that is absolutely killing the game and killing our franchises, it's really no choice.
The just-expired labor contract began in 1995. Over the course of nearly 10 years, Bettman says the contract created an economic system that has led to team bankruptcies and combined financial losses of nearly $2 billion. Bettman says the main culprit is player salaries, which he says have tripled over the past decade to the current average of $1.8 million a year. According to Bettman, 75% of league revenues now go to player salaries.
There's no industry, there's no business that can function on those margins.
Bettman says the game will stay shut down until a new labor contract includes a dramatically revamped economic system, one that has, in his words, an enforceable, definable relationship between revenues and expenses. That, to the Players Association, spells salary cap. For union members, the idea of capping salaries makes them want to fight off the ice. Union officials dispute the severity of the league's reported economic problems and say the problems are more the fault of team owners making bad financial decisions than a flawed labor contract. Still, those officials say they're willing to help the situation with what they describe as hundreds of millions of dollars in concessions, not, however, with a salary cap. Union Vice President Ted Saskin was asked on ESPN this week if players are ready to abandon the entire season over that key issue.
The players are prepared to negotiate as long and as hard it takes to get a fair deal. And if the consequences are that the owners are prepared to lock the players out until there's a cap, it's going to be a lot longer than that, unfortunately.
So, it may be a while before we hear this again.
Hannah Gagne, three!
Canada's rousing 3-2 victory in the World Cup title game Tuesday night could be the last big-time hockey for months, which raises the question, will fans come back? Canada has only six of the NHL's 30 teams, but hockey is part of that nation's fabric. Most observers say Canadian fans will return. It could be different, however, in the U.S., which has pockets of loyal hockey fans, but not the national connection that helped bring baseball fans back after the debilitating player strike of 1994-95. Considering the already low TV ratings and dwindling hockey attendance in the U.S., Commissioner Bettman's statement yesterday that the league may have to re-earn the hearts and affections of fans may be a tougher job than he thinks. Tom Goldman, NPR News.